Good evening. This is Akashvani Kohima. I am Jejunyo Mehta with the news. First, the headlines. Prime Minister Narendra Modi calls IBSA a key platform connecting three continents, democracies and economies. Prime Minister Modi meets South African President Ramaphosa at a G20, reviews bilateral ties. State Institute of Hotel Management, Dimapur, holds tourism stakeholder awareness program under Swachhta Action Plan. And India strengthens academia industry links to empower young innovators, says Minister Jitendra Singh. And now the news in detail. Prime Minister Narendra Modi said that India, Brazil, South Africa, IBSA is not merely a grouping of three nations, but an important platform linking three continents, three major democracies, and three major economies. He said the three countries can complement each other's development and set an example for sustainable growth. Speaking at the IBSA leaders' meeting in Johannesburg today, Prime Minister Modi highlighted cooperation opportunities in millets, natural farming, disaster resilience, green energy, traditional medicine, and health security. Mr. Modi called the meeting timely as it coincided with the first ever G20 summit on African soil and capped four consecutive G20 presidencies by Global South nations, with the last three being led by IBSA members. He said this has contributed to several key initiatives focused on human-centric development, multilateral reform, and sustainable growth, maintaining that today's global institutions do not match the needs of the 21st century. Prime Minister Modi urged IBSA to clearly say that reforming global bodies, especially the UN Security Council, is not optional but necessary. Prime Minister Narendra Modi held a bilateral meeting with South African President Cyril Ramaphosa on the sidelines of the G20 summit in Johannesburg on Sunday. In a post on X, MEA spokesperson Randhir Jaiswal said the meeting between the two leaders was warm and productive. Prime Minister Modi congratulated President Ramaphosa and South Africa on the successful G20 presidency. Discussions focused on deepening cooperation in areas including trade, investment, mining, critical minerals, artificial intelligence, digital public infrastructure, skill development, and food security. Both leaders also explored initiating exchanges of youth delegations to further strengthen technology collaboration and people-to-people ties.
The 6th India-Brazil-South Africa-IPSA Leaders Meet was held between Prime Minister Modi, President Ramaphosa, and President Lula da Silva. Earlier, Prime Minister Modi held a bilateral meeting with South African President Ramaphosa on the sideline of the summit. Asunyo, Akashwani News, Johannesburg.
Secretary Economic Relations in the Ministry of External Affairs, Sudhakar Dalela, who also oversees G20 affairs, said that G20 has delivered a strong message on four key priorities identified by the South African presidency.
The G20 this year has delivered a strong message on four key priorities that were identified by the South African presidency, which included strengthening disaster resilience and response, taking action to ensure debt sustainability for low-income countries, harnessing critical minerals for sustainable economic growth, and mobilizing finance for just energy transition. There was a focus on the issues and priorities of Africa, which are reflected in the G20 South Africa Summit Leaders Declaration, which was adopted by the members who were gathered at the summit.
State Institute of Hotel Management, SIHM Dimapur, organized the Tourism Stakeholder Awareness Program Activity 3 under Swachhta Action Plan SAP at its campus yesterday. The program was conducted under the SAP 2025-26, which is an initiative of the Government of India under the Swachh Bharat Mission and organized to inform the roles and responsibilities of porters, drivers, hoteliers, travelers, taxi unions, cooperatives, civic volunteers, and community leaders in achieving cleaner and greener tourism.
The initiative aimed to promote cleanliness, waste management, hygiene and sustainability within India's tourism sector and highlighted the importance of eco-friendly, plastic-free and sustainable tourism, demonstrating how community collaboration and contribution can help achieve these goals in Nagaland. Onnulu, Akashvani News, Kohima.
Minister of State for Science and Technology, Dr. Jitendra Singh, has said India is strengthening links between academia and industry, which empowers young researchers to imagine, innovate, and work with new technology sectors. Dr. Jitendra Singh was addressing the 9th convocation of the Academy of Scientific and Innovative Research in New Delhi today. The minister lauded the institution as one of country's fastest growing scientific powerhouses. He said, as the nation moves to become the world's leading leading economy, it will be entirely innovation-driven, technology-driven, and industry-driven. The minister urged graduating scholars to keep innovating and help build a nation that is self-reliant in technology, competitive globally, and ready for the future. This is Akashvani Kohima giving you the news. For a quick news update, follow us on our X handles, AIR News Alerts and AIR_Kohima. You can also listen to this news bulletin on News on Air app and YouTube channel AIR News Kohima. Welcome back. You are listening to the evening news. The 56th edition of International Film Festival of India stepped into day 4, keeping up the spirits high for cine lovers. Akashvani brings an exclusive coverage.
Day 4 started on a patriotic note as filmmaker Dimple Dugar's film Lokmata Devi Ahilyabai is screening at the festival. The film chronicles the life of Devi Ahilyabai Holkar, the legendary 18th century ruler of the Malwa kingdom. The film has been directed by female director Dimple Dugar and is being screened at IFFI 2025, strengthening Prime Minister Modi's vision of Nari Shakti. Filmmakers of Assamese film Sikar, starring Zubeen Garg, highlighted the issue regional movies face in India. Mr. Borgohain pointed out that wide distribution of such movies help break stereotypes and open up new cultures to others. With Adarshan Nikhil, this is Saira Mujtaba from IFFI, Goa.
Union Commerce and Industry Minister Piyush Goyal has said India and Israel are considering implementing their proposed Free Trade Agreement, FTA, in two phases to ensure early benefits for the trade community of both countries. The minister said it is quite possible that they may come out with the first phase on an FTA so that they can kickstart the benefits faster. Mr. Goyal said India is emerging as a trusted friend and a reliable partner of the world.
We also spoke with their finance minister. He expressed satisfaction that the bilateral investment treaty has now been executed between the two countries, and I believe this marks the beginning of a new era of trade relations. We must first decide how both countries can benefit from this FTA, what facilities we will provide, and what benefits we will receive here. All these things will emerge from the discussions now. There is a possibility that we may finalize the first phase of the FTA first and finalize the entire FTA in two phases.
Vice President C.P. Radhakrishnan today attended the centenary celebrations of Sri Satya Sai Baba at the SSS Hillview Stadium in Puttaparthi, Andhra Pradesh. Speaking on the occasion, the Vice President praised Sri Satya Sai Baba as a global symbol of peace, love and selfless service. He noted that Baba's messages, love all, serve all, and help ever, hurt never, continue to inspire people across the world.
Preaching. How to worship God is you have to love others, you have to serve others. That is the best way of worshiping God. That is His great preaching. The life and legacy of Bhagavan Sri Satya Sai Baba continues to inspire millions and millions across the world because of His great preaching.
The India Meteorological Department, IMD, has forecast a shallow to moderate fog over northeast India and Uttar Pradesh for the next 5 days. The IMD has predicted heavy rainfall for Tamil Nadu, Puducherry, Karaikal, Kerala, Mahe, Lakshadweep, Andaman and Nicobar Island during the next 3 days. And in badminton, star Indian shuttler Lakshya Sen has clinched the Australian Open 2025 men's singles title in Sydney. This marked his first title of the year. Lakshya stunned 26th-ranked Japanese Yushi Tanaka 21-15, 21-11 in the final clash today. Lakshya, a 2021 World Championships bronze medalist, had last won a Super 300 title in Lucknow in 2024. And to end the news, here are the headlines once again. Prime Minister Narendra Modi calls IBSA a key platform connecting three continents, democracies and economies. Prime Minister Modi meets South African President Ramaphosa at G20, reviews bilateral ties. State Institute of Hotel Management Dimapur holds tourism stakeholder awareness program under Swachhta Action Plan. And India strengthens academia industry links to empower young innovators, says Minister Jitendra Singh. That is all we have in this evening news bulletin. We will be back with the morning English news at 7:30 tomorrow. Good night.